Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Standing by on the phones is a NFL MVP. He is a member of the NFL on CBS. Joining us this morning on the show, our friend Rich Gannon. Rich, good morning. How we doing?
Good, brother. I was hoping we could talk about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving meals that we're going to have here just around the corner. You know, stuffing and the... You know what I mean? But maybe my timing's off a little bit. Let's just talk some football so we don't get your listeners too upset.
Well, I will ask you what we've asked our listeners today. What's the appropriate time to eat dinner in the Gannon household on Thanksgiving? Are you an early dinner guy, like a 2 or a 3, or later on at traditional dinner time?
Yeah, I think 4 o'clock is a good time. You know, I think that's probably, you know, you want to get through the early games and get settled in a little bit. But, you know, no one wants to wait until much later than that. But I think if you start doing it like 2 or 3 o'clock, that's almost too early for me. And not only that, the turkey's not even done being cooked.
That 4 o'clock window, that's the magic window right there to have that turkey on the table. So you guys will be on the call for Chargers and Jets coming up on Sunday for the NFL on CBS. And the Chargers are such an interesting team. They've built leads throughout the season. They've not been able to hang on to them. But this has been about watching the brilliance of Justin Herbert so early. As a former quarterback yourself, what are you seeing from Herbert this early in his career that's allowing him to have that success?
Well, I would tell you this. I think the fact that he was a 4-year starter in college at Oregon, he played in a lot of big games, has really, I think he's benefited from that. He's a smart guy. He was a 3-time academic All-American. His brother is a 1st-year medical student at Columbia School of Medicine. So, I mean, he's a bright guy. He's got a lot of poise and composure, and he's got a ton of arm talent. I mean, this guy can push the ball down the field. You know, the only challenge that he's had is, I mean, he's played well in every game, you know, give him a chance to win, and yet his record is 1-7. 1-7. So, you know, they just fall apart late in games. I mean, defensively, they can't get off the field. They've given up 29 or more points in 6 straight games. And then offensively, I mean, they're just a different team late in the game when it matters the most.
It's a scary thing because you'd think it could happen to you a couple of times, but not all season long. They had 3 straight weeks where they blew a 16-point lead. What do you point to when you have that pop up so often throughout the season?
You know, at some point, you got to look at the coaching. And as much as I respect and like Anthony Lynn, I mean, they just have not done a good job. I mean, I think they've lost 7 games by a combined, like, 31 points or something like that. And, you know, they've lost 16 one-possession games since the start of last season, which is the most in the league by a lot. So you got to say this is a recurring theme with this football team. I think to win in the fourth quarter at this level, you have to be mentally tough. You know, and there's just too many times where you watch them where they just make big mistakes late in games. Now, the thing that's really hurting them defensively is not having Joey Bosa. He got hurt in the fourth quarter, late in the third quarter against the Broncos a couple weeks ago, and then didn't play last week either against the Dolphins, and it's really making a difference because when he's out there, I mean, the pass rush is just so much better. Without him, then you've got Melvin Ingram in there, and they're able to double him a little bit. Jerry Tillery, a former first-round pick, not nearly as effective as Joey Bosa, and we're saying getting him back, and I guess it's, he'll be back this week, but getting him back, that would make a world of difference, at least from the defensive side of the ball.
Rich Gannon joins us for the NFL on CBS. He, Greg Gumbel, Jay Feely, going to be on the Chargers and Jets call this Sunday. From a Jets perspective, everybody keeps saying, well, if you're winless, fire Adam Gase. He's not going to be around next year, fire Adam Gase. But the flip side is, what's the value in an interim coach right now? Where do you stand on what the Jets should do with Gase if they continue winless?
You know, it's rare that we see these interim coaches, and all of a sudden you think, like, I guess you could say Raheem Morris has done a nice job with the Falcons, right, taking over for Dan Quinn. But You got to ask yourself, is there someone on the staff that makes sense, right? Like, in other words, if you're going to get rid of Ben Gase, like, okay, who's going to be the next head coach? And is he going to be that much better than what we already have? Adams already given up the play calling to Dal Loggins, and so maybe, you know, we'll see what happens the rest of the way. But, you know, I would say this, you know, if you're gonna fire the head coach, then, you know, let's talk about the roster that he has to work with. I really believe it's the worst roster in the NFL right now. I mean, it's just void of talented Pro Bowl players. You know, I mean, I think they have the fewest amount of players on the roster that have actually played in the Pro Bowl. And so, you look at the group. I mean, the offensive line is still a work in progress. I think Becton's going to be a good player, the left tackle. The tight end position, they get no production from that group. The best receiver is Jamison Crowder. Defensively, when's the last time the Jets had a dominant pass rusher off the edge, whether it's a defensive end or an outside linebacker? When was the last time a Jets defenders had 12, 14, 15 sacks? And, you know, it's been too long. And then they get rid of their best safety. They just got rid of their best. The top corner that they picked up in free agency, they just cut him. I mean, I don't know what the heck's going on with this roster.
It's a confusing situation in New York for the Jets and for Jets fans. And there's been this question about Trevor Lawrence. Would he want to go to New York and be part of the Jets organization? Could you envision a situation where a number one draft pick didn't want to go and force his hand elsewhere like an Eli Manning? Or do you think that because New York is New York and because they'll probably have a new head coach, a guy like Trevor Lawrence would definitely end up just, you know, being drafted and being okay with that?
I don't know. You can look at it from not only the player's perspective, but I think you have to look at it from the agent perspective. You look at it from his parents' perspective, right? Like, you really want to put your son in a position where he's got a chance, or your client in a position where he's got a chance to be successful. And I think when you look at these organizations, the thing that you want to look at is stability, right? Is there stability with the ownership? Is there stability with the general manager? Is there stability with the head coach? Is there stability with the play caller? Is there stability with the roster? And I'm not so sure you can make that argument with the Jets. You know, you don't know if the head coach is going to come back. You don't know how many more, you know, head coaches the general manager is going to get to hire. That to me is not a good situation. It's not just whether Trevor Lawrence is ready to play right away, which I think he is. It's also, is the team ready for a young quarterback? In other words, do we have a good offensive line? Do we have a good running game? Do we have talented players on the perimeter? Do we have a good defense that we can hang our hat on? And the answer to all those questions is really, you know, no. And so, it's going to be a work in progress, and there's going to be a lot of growing pains, and there's going to be a lot of rough Sunday afternoons. And, you know, it's the situation that Ben Roethlisberger went to when he went to Pittsburgh, when they had Jerome Bettis and the best defense in football, very different than what, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going to step into if he comes to the Jets. The situation that Joe Flacco went to when he went with the Ravens. They had a good offensive line, established running game, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, and top defense. I mean, that's a different situation than stepping into the situation there in New York with the Jets.
Rich Gannon joins us, the NFL on CBS. He's got Chargers and Jets coming up this weekend. Last week you had Chargers and Dolphins. Before I let you go, I just want your thumbnail on Tua Tagovailoa, because he's a rookie that did step into a good situation, good defense, winning culture this year, well coached. What was your analysis on watching Tua in his third start?
Really impressed. I mean, he's got big playability. Combine that with the accuracy, the decision making. He's got his own interception. He's got a great deal of poise and composure. And you're right, it's in a good situation. The offensive line's still not great, but Chan Gailey's done a really good job. They're trying to get the running game going. But the way they're winning right now is they're playing complementary football. They score on defense every week. They're blocking kicks. They're returning punts for touchdowns. So they're getting scoring from other places. And yet he's able to come along and developing him slowly. They're not asking him to throw it 30 or 40 times a game. And, you know, he's making great decisions. It was very noticeable to me watching the Arizona game and then doing the game last weekend. The play speed. He's playing faster from under center. The ball was out quicker. He's in better rhythm. He looks more comfortable. And I think that's only going to continue to be the case as he gets more and more comfortable. And not only that, but Chan Gailey gets more and more comfortable with what Tua likes. I was really impressed watching him last week.
Rich Gannon joining us this morning on the show. Greg Gumbel, Rich Gannon, Jay Feely going to be on the Chargers and Jets call coming up on Sunday. The NFL on CBS. Rich, thanks so much for doing it. Always thanks for the time. So happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy that 4 o'clock meal, and hopefully we'll catch up again, buddy.
Brother, you're the best. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Rich Gannon joining us this morning on the show. Good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.